בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ, תשע"ג, 2013. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים, הנבחנים בשאלון א', מודיול A. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. This is Fred Waters with our program Schools Today. I invited Jane Ford, a biology professor, to talk to us today about high school gardens in our city. Hello, Professor Ford.
Hello.
Professor Ford, can you tell us about the high school gardens?
Yes, of course. 5 years ago, professors from my university volunteered to help city high schools plant gardens. We first visited each school and talked with the teachers and students about the kind of garden they wanted. Some schools wanted vegetable gardens, and some wanted flower gardens. Then we planted the gardens with the help of the teachers and students. After that, we taught the students how to take care of the gardens in their schools.
Do you still help the students?
Yes. Every week we visit the schools. We teach the students what to do in the garden. For example, they learn when and where to plant different kinds of flowers and vegetables. They also learn how much water to give to the plants.
Please tell us more about what the students do in the gardens.
In addition to taking care of the gardens, they also do special projects. Each school chooses a project, and then the students decide how to do it with our help. The students often volunteer their free time after school to stay and work on it.
Can you give us examples of projects the schools do?
Sure. At one school, the students learn how to recycle water. They use water from the school for their garden. At another school, students grow vegetables and sell them to people in the neighborhood. They use the money to buy more plants for the garden.
What else do the students learn?
They all learn a lot about healthy eating habits. We teach them how important it is to eat fruit and vegetables. They also learn how they can help the environment. For example, the schools do not use chemicals in their gardens.
What did your visits to the school gardens teach you about the students?
First of all, I learned that the students are very serious about their work. They also know how to work well together in teams. But what is most important is that they are proud of what they do. It's wonderful to see these students so happy to work with their hands.
Thank you for speaking with us today, Professor Ford. It's good to know that the gardens are so successful.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות, נשמע כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית.
Thank you.
וכעת, השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Fred Waters with our program, Schools Today. I invited Jane Ford, a biology professor, to talk to us today about high school gardens in our city. Hello, Professor Ford.
Hello.
Professor Ford, can you tell us about the high school gardens?
Yes, of course. 5 years ago, professors from my university volunteered to help city high schools plant gardens. We first visited each school and talked with the teachers and students about the kind of garden they wanted. Some schools wanted vegetable gardens, and some wanted flower gardens. Then we planted the gardens with the help of the teachers and students. After that, we taught the students how to take care of the gardens in their schools.
Do you still help the students?
Yes. Every week we visit the schools. We teach the students what to do in the garden. For example, they learn when and where to plant different kinds of flowers and vegetables. They also learn how much water to give to the plants.
Please tell us more about what the students do in the gardens.
In addition to taking care of the gardens, they also do special projects. Each school chooses a project, and then the students decide how to do it with our help. The students often volunteer their free time after school to stay and work on it.
Can you give us examples of projects the schools do?
Sure. At one school, the students learn how to recycle water. They use water from the school for their garden. At another school, students grow vegetables and sell them to people in the neighborhood. They use the money to buy more plants for the garden.
What else do the students learn?
They all learn a lot about healthy eating habits. We teach them how important it is to eat fruit and vegetables. They also learn how they can help the environment. For example, the schools do not use chemicals in their gardens.
What did your visits to the school gardens teach you about the students?
First of all, I learned that the students are very serious about their work. They also know how to work well together in teams. But what is most important is that they are proud of what they do. It's wonderful to see these students so happy to work with their hands.
Thank you for speaking with us today, Professor Ford. It's good to know that the gardens are so successful.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.